What's up, everybody? This is episode 24 of the safety meeting.
We've done 24 of these?
Yeah.
Or you've done 24.
No, I haven't been here. Yeah, you haven't been here for all of them, but yeah, it's 24.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's almost a whole month's worth of listening.
It's almost a year, bro.
Well, I know, but only 24 episodes. That's not even one a week.
Well, that's all. We're not big hustlers here, so.
We did hit a skitter there late last year.
Not going to point any fingers, but I'm certainly going to.
I'll take the blame on that one.
It's you. But, yeah, I am your host, Josh Kite, and to my right is Conrad O'Malley.
I liked it when we had the big table.
Bro, there's nothing I can do, alright? You want to buy me a coffee table?
No, what happened to the big folding table?
It's actually in the hallway.
In the hallway?
Yep.
Alright, we're back.
I don't want to crowd up the room with a big table.
Okay.
But I don't know. I find myself putting my feet on this too much, though.
So. Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and it hurts my knees.
Hurts your knees?
Yeah. And this corner's kind of sharp. But we have a listener email to read, but apparently I don't know how to work email, so.
So we don't have a listener email to read.
Once we get that up and running, we'll be good to go.
Maybe.
No, for sure.
Okay.
Just don't know what the problem is with the email.
Oh.
But the Baileys is not.
You're not digging the Baileys and coffee this
time? Making me hot.
Well, take your sweatshirt off.
I know, but. I've got my hands full here, right here.
Got my hands full. Got issues.
I do have issues.
Yeah, so Kite's having an AM cocktail with me today. It's 11:03 currently.
I'm not going to lie, I haven't had alcohol this early in the morning, possibly ever. And if I had, it was forced upon by you.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't sound like me.
Do you remember when you guys thought I was dead before the football game?
Yeah, that was scary. I didn't like that.
It was awesome. Lucky to still be here.
Well, I'm glad you made it.
I'm glad you guys left me.
What were we going to do?
Good point. But it worked out, because
Kelly, you know, for you not liking that coffee, you're pounding it down.
I think that's the problem.
Yeah, what happened to sipping it?
Well,
you're crushing that shit. You're going to be drunk in 10 minutes.
Or now.
Or now.
Lightweight. I get drunk like an 80-pound girl.
You need some Boone's Farm?
Probably. That would be my only way to pace it.
We can cut it with Mountain Dew.
No. I'm trying to not drink Mountain Dew.
Oh, yeah. How's that going? Worried about your health, so you're going to cut out Mountain Dew.
Day two.
Day two. Right.
I don't want to talk about it yet. But one thing we've been discussing, how many people were at your all's reception?
Like 250 probably.
Okay, so that's about roughly what she was expecting. But she told me she had 125 family members that would have to be invited.
125 family members?
Dude.
Holy shit.
That's what I was thinking. I mean, if you break it down, it's, I could see that with all the kids and stuff.
Damn. That's a lot.
Because I started thinking about it, and I was like, damn, I'd be lucky to have 50 people there. If I just invited the contacts in my phone, I would be at like 40.
You only have 40 contacts in your phone?
Yeah.
Holy shit, I got way more than that.
Well, yeah, but you get out there and do stuff.
Guy's like 40, that's like 35 too many.
Yeah, I have more Twitter followers than contacts in my phone.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn, that's pretty cool.
I like that.
I like that. Do you have more Twitter followers than you follow, though?
No.
See, that's when you're good at Twitter.
Well, I'm not that good at it.
You got to be Twitter solvent.
Did you see Marshawn Lynch
in
the press conference?
Which one?
The one from this week in the Super Bowl. He had the sunglasses and the hat. Oh, my God, he looks just like Dave Chappelle when he dresses up as Lil Jon.
Did you see him and Gronk on Conan?
I saw something about it, but I didn't watch it.
It was hilarious. I retweeted it. Check out my Twitter feed. At Conrad O'Malley.
O-H.
O-H.
Conrad O'Malley is dead.
Mm-hmm.
Poor guy.
I got me an Instagram now, too.
Do you?
Yeah.
You follow me?
I don't know. Probably not.
Didn't know you had an Instagram. Still Conrad O'Malley?
Yep. No age in that one, though.
You're not one of those people who post food pics all day, are you?
No. Okay. That was my very first post, though, because I told Jerry Dale that's what I was going to do. And I did. And then I live tweeted Brian's birthday weekend to Nashville. That was pretty fun.
How was that?
Awesome.
Can we get into that at all?
Yeah, we can talk about that.
What happened? Because I heard he was struggling on the way, and that's when I was just
dear. We were drinking beers all the way down. Tina drove, and me and Brian rode in the back seat. Ladies in the front, man in the back.
So it was just you four?
Yeah, on Friday night, and then more people came on Saturday. But Brian rigged up the cooler to where he could open the back window in the truck and reach out there and grab beers and drank them all the way down.
Is he going with you to Joey Diaz?
I think so.
Nice.
Yep.
We're getting a hotel.
You are?
Yep.
Nice.
Yeah.
Jake's going to look into getting one for free for us.
Oh.
That'd be sweet.
Well, it doesn't matter to me. It's only $100.
Yeah, I mean, either way.
It's going to be fun, though. I can't wait. We'll talk off air about the plans for that.
Yeah.
I don't think we can get into that too much. I'd rather not, at least.
Right.
But, yeah, I have big plans for that weekend.
When is that?
February 28th.
So, into next month.
Yeah. Which sucks. Okay. I have to pay rent. I'm not sure I have to save money for that trip.
Really? You're going to have to get drunk at night, too. Drink minimums.
Yeah. That's why we're staying.
Yeah.
Because that's going to be another blacked out night on the town.
It'll be fun.
No, it won't, dude. They always end up bad for me.
No, they don't.
I end up puking at some point.
So?
Well, it doesn't suck for me, but it sucks for her. She has to clean it up. I guess we'll be at a hotel.
Well, why don't you just puke somewhere where it's okay to puke? Like outside or in a toilet?
How often? Sometimes you just can't make it, man. I'm just sitting on the couch and just start feeling that.
Right, when you start feeling it, you get up and go to the bathroom.
Get all hot and sweaty. You're sitting there. Oh, something bad's about to happen. And then it just happens.
You need to prepare for that kind of stuff.
You can't always prepare.
Yes, you can.
Like the one weekend I puked in her bed up there in Bloomington.
Oh, yeah, you were going to do one more.
3 a.m. and she's sitting there scrubbing her the walls and the floor and the bathroom.
I'd have been mad at you.
7 years later.
And got rid of you yet, has she?
Yep. She probably could have. I'm sure it'd be easy to walk away.
That the first time you ever stayed there?
No. That was in her new apartment. Ooh, maybe in the new apartment. The one that cost a bunch of money.
Yeah, those were nice over there. They were way the hell out there, though.
Brand new. Yeah, it took me... Because for the longest time, I only knew how to get to your all's house. And then finally I branched off and, like, I think by her last year there, I could get to her apartment with no needed directions.
Yeah. Oh, where did she live before? I think she lived in, like...
She lived right there by the mall.
Yeah, on the east side of town. She moved all the way to the other side of the city.
Yeah, because I liked that one because, like, you could just take 46 and then...
It was close.
Right there, yeah. But it sucked. Well, it was easy because I knew how to get to your all's house. But
I think she lived in the Commons, maybe.
Something like that, yeah.
We used to always go to Steak and Shake, like, once a semester or something.
Yeah. Good times.
Yeah. Steak and Shake's good stuff, man.
Absolutely.
You get the Frisco melt.
Dude, yeah, I get the Frisco melt sometimes, too. But you gotta get double fries, too.
Do you?
Yeah.
You get cheese on them?
Yeah, of course. This is America, bro.
Word.
Damn, there's something else I had in mind. Oh, did you get the vajankle? Did you see that?
No.
The vajankle I sent you? I sent you a picture of that fucking zombie foot.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know that's what that was called.
Yeah, the vajankle.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Why? I mean, if that's what you're into, I could see it, but...
I know, but I think foot fetish people, like, I don't think they fuck the ankle.
I know, but that you get to look at the foot while you're...
Is that what they're going for, then?
I think so.
So feet are hot to them.
Yeah. So they want to sit there and...
But what if she's ugly, but she's got sexy feet? Does that work?
That's why it's only an ankle.
Okay. I don't know. I don't get that feet stuff.
I don't either, but I just thought that was the most innovative thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, you're appreciating the engineering on that,
huh? And technology's just gone too far.
I don't know. I just don't think that that's necessary. You don't need a pussy on a prosthetic foot to have sex with.
Well, it's like I was telling...
You should be able to just jerk off.
I know, but I was
and like, if you're watching so much internet porn that you can't just jerk off anymore, then you need to cut back on the internet porn.
I'm thinking about just buying four of them and then putting them on the dog's feet so whenever he goes out and it's muddy...
You just pull the
just them. Pull him, not have to wash his feet every time he comes in.
There's an idea. I feel like you could probably...
Do something cheaper.
Yeah.
Maybe there's a bundle discount you can get on those.
I don't know, man. What if his claws, like, rip it and stuff?
I'm just an old-fashioned dude when it comes to jerking off. I don't need a fleshlight or...
I'm telling you, man. And besides, that's weird. You can't just keep a rubber pussy, like... Where do you keep something like that?
Yeah. I'd much rather get caught jerking off the normal way than...
Yeah, if you're fucking something, you're weird. You can't just be fucking stuff, dude. Doesn't matter what it is. Even if it's designed to be fucked, it's still weird.
I might as well have a belt tied around my neck.
I mean, I would dry it, though. I would do one. But you can't buy one. It's like somebody's got to get you one as like a gift or something. Like, haha, we bought you a fake pussy, and then...
And then, like, make a whole night of it. Like, she's out of town or something.
I don't know about that. I'm not going to, like, give it a glass of red wine and light any candles.
I'm just saying. She was on a business trip, you know? My whole thing is I might like it more than the real thing, so...
And then you're afraid that you'll be stuck.
I'll just be weird the rest of my life and not seek physical interaction from a woman because I have a fake rubber pussy.
Yeah.
And a flashlight.
And a flashlight.
In a flashlight.
Oh. Is it a flashlight, too? Like, does it turn on?
I don't know. I'm just asking.
How big is it?
Dude, I would imagine, you know, it's, like, as big as a flashlight. Like, your average flashlight.
Yeah.
It's not like a mag light, I'm sure.
It's a pretty big flashlight.
It's a big flashlight.
You just stick your dick in there, I guess, huh? Seems odd. I don't know. I guess I'd do it. I don't know. I'm not buying one, though.
We went full
circle.
Are they
expensive?
I don't know. I'm not going to do it. I'm not interested in buying one. I just think it's a cool concept of technology going too far.
What was that one thing you said that you could hook to your iPad?
The launch pad?
The launch pad.
That's just insane.
Where do they come up with these names?
They're creative.
I'd say.
The Vajankle?
The Vajankle, that's
perfect.
That's hilarious.
It just doesn't sound right, though. did you see American Sniper?
No, not yet. That is pretty good, though.
I mean, I heard it too, but there's just so much going on about it. I just don't want to.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we haven't heard all that. Everybody's about Jesse Ventura, I guess, is suing their family, and he won.
What?
Yeah.
Jesse Ventura, the governor? Yeah. Jesse the Body Ventura?
Dude,
the wrestler?
I don't care if my internet works or not.
Is suing Chris Kyle's family?
Yeah.
For what? What he did? Why? I mean, is he saying that the movie's based on his life?
Oh, man.
Are you going to answer anything I'm saying?
So I can't have alcohol on the podcast.
You can't be drunk. You put, like, maybe a half a shot in yours.
Was it?
I don't know. Dump some more in there.
I'm almost done.
Hey, don't fuck around, cocksucker. If you're going to do it, do it. So, Jesse Ventura's... I still don't understand what's going on.
I mean...
Oh, so that he punched him in a bar fight.
Oh, that's what this is over?
That's what it says.
That's silly.
Yeah, no sure.
I don't know. I heard
so
that.
Why would he win
I heard
money?
That guy was a psychopath, pretty much, but...
Who, the sniper or Jesse Ventura?
The sniper guy.
Oh. Well, probably,
man. I don't know. I don't want to
kill people for a living.
Yeah, I don't want to put anything out there about it because I don't want to see it.
Oh, you don't want to?
No, I'm not. I heard it's... I like Ari Shaffir's take on it. Is he thought it was just all propaganda to get people to join the military.
Oh, really?
Like, pretty much glorifying it, I guess. Like, what they're out there doing and shit.
Well, man, fuck. They're braver than me. I'm not fucking doing it.
Yeah, I'm not interested. If I was going to join, I would have joined a long time ago. But that's just never been... I don't know. I'm not...
I don't think that's up your alley, dude.
No. No. But I don't know, the repetition.
You probably wouldn't even go camping, you know what I mean?
I mean, I'm sure it would take time like anything, but, you know, once you're used to it, it's like brainwashing, I'm sure.
I don't know, man. It
becomes a response more than a, or a reflex more than...
Think so?
Like a, yeah.
How do you know?
I don't know, I would imagine. That's pretty much how it is with anything.
That's what you're guessing anyways,
huh? Yeah, because... I mean, fuck.
Hey, you better close that webpage or you're going to get another virus on your computer.
Good point. I don't even know what website I'm on. Just click the first thing.
That can't be good.
That's a good tip right there. Don't click on the first thing that always pops up on Google.
Is that a good tip?
Yeah.
Why?
Because that's how I got the virus.
How do you know? Maybe that was just a coincidence.
No. I tried to watch that MMA fight and I went down a rabbit hole of pop-ups and...
Ooh.
Programs downloading and...
Oh, so you knew it was fucked right on Jump Street.
Yeah. Huh? As soon as I saw three pop-ups and then it was asking me to download a whole bunch of shit, like, oh, man, it's over. What? And I can't get my fucking phone to connect to iTunes through the computer.
Mine won't do that either.
Yours won't?
And I have an Apple and an Apple, you know what I mean? My phone's an Apple and my computer's an Apple.
Well, that's my big thing that I want to get this year is a MacBook.
Hey, is Macintosh still a thing or is it just Apple? Are those two different companies?
I don't think so. I think they're the same, man.
Macintosh and Apple are synonymous.
I think so.
Okay.
I'm almost positive. I don't even want to look that up.
Because, like, Mac, you know, it's a MacBook for Macintosh, but then it's an Apple iPhone. But they're the same company, right?
Right.
But I think, why isn't it a Macintosh iPhone?
Because I think Apple's the brand and the Macintosh is what the computer's called, bro. Because if you look back, that's what it was called.
So Apple's the company and that the computer's called a Macintosh.
Yeah, because I'm pretty sure if you go back that the Macintosh was the very first computer that Apple had put out.
Okay.
Was and that's what they had called it, was the Macintosh.
So all right, now, that makes sense.
Yeah, now I think they just shortened it to
the Mac.
Yeah. All
right. Glad we straightened that out.
Yeah.
I've been worried about that.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that's how it worked out.
Yeah, glad we got that worked out. I was worried.
Yeah. But, man.
Found it.
I'm going to get some more coffee. Yeah. Thing you want to talk about?
Yeah, have some more coffee in Bailey's. I need some more coffee, too.
Oh, man.
But mine's not empty yet. Bring the pot.
I got to pee, too.
You got to pee, too, so I'm going to hold on. We got to hit timeout. We're going to take a short break here, if I can figure out how to do this. Kai just bailed on me. He can't be drinking anymore.